Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we separate signal from noise in agentic systems. I'm Evie, and today I want to start with a pattern I've been watching build all week. We talk a lot about model releases. Who's got the biggest parameters, the highest benchmark score, the lowest price per token? But the most interesting engineering happening right now isn't inside the model at all. It's in the layers around it. Memory runtimes that treat agent recall as version-controlled markdown, skill optimizers that train a text file instead of weights, fleet managers that run dozens of coding agents in parallel, inference tricks that make yesterday's model twice as fast without touching a single parameter. Today's show is about that shift, the moment when agent infrastructure outgrew the model. Let's get into it. Two open source releases landed recently that I think define the shape of this shift. First, EverOS, from a team called Evermind. It is a local-first memory runtime for AI agents, released under Apache 2.0. The core idea is elegant. Every agent memory gets stored as plain markdown, human-readable, Git-diffable, editable by hand. Then SQLite and LanceDB sit underneath as indexes, giving you hybrid BM25 keyword search plus vector retrieval. The skills system is self-evolving, meaning the agent can update its own skill documents based on what it learns. Why does this matter? Because most agent memory today is a vector database you cannot open, read, or debug. When an agent retrieves something wrong, you have no visibility into why. EverOS flips that. The source of truth is a file you can cat, edit, and commit. The retrieval layer is an optimization on top, not the thing you're trusting blindly. For anyone building production agents, that auditability is the difference between trusting a system and hoping it works. Second, Databricks Omnigent, an Apache 2.0 meta-harness in alpha. Omnigent sits above your coding agents, Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, custom harnesses, and adds composition, contextual policies, and live session sharing across terminal, web, desktop, and mobile. Think of it as a control plane that doesn't care which agent you're running underneath. You can compose multiple agents on the same task, apply governance policies that follow the work across surfaces, and share a live session with a teammate without changing tools. The reason this is a ledger item is the meta pattern. We've gone from which coding agent is best to how do I run five coding agents together, safely, with shared context? Omnigent is an early answer, and the fact that Databricks open-sourced it tells you they see this as infrastructure, not a product moat. Two model releases worth your attention. Deep Reinforce released Ornith 1.0, a family of open-source coding models under the MIT license, spanning 9 billion to 397 billion parameters. Built on Gemma 4 and Qwen 3.5. Here is what makes Ornith different. Most coding models get trained on a fixed agent harness, a scaffold that handles file reading, tool calls, planning. Then the harness is bolted on after training. Ornith flips this. The model learns its own scaffold during reinforcement learning. The harness becomes part of what the gradient is optimizing. The 397 billion flagship reports 82.4 on SWE Bench Verified, which is frontier adjacent for an open model. Weights are on Hugging Face. My take, this is a genuinely interesting research direction. If the scaffold is learned, not imposed, the model can discover workflows that a human harness designer wouldn't think of. The risk is that a self-learned scaffold is harder to audit. But the open weights and MIT license mean the community can inspect it. Then there is Liquid AI's LFM2.5 230 Medim, their smallest model ever at 230 million parameters. It runs entirely on device. 213 tokens per second on a Galaxy S25 Ultra, 42 tokens per second on a Raspberry Pi 5. It targets tool use and data extraction, and it beats Qwen 3.5 0.8b. and Gemma 3.1b on instruction following, despite being 3 to 4 times smaller. available on Hugging Face and through Olimar. This matters because it pushes the edge frontier. A model this small, running this fast, on hardware that cheap, means you can put a capable agent assistant on a phone or a single board computer without a cloud dependency. For privacy-first applications, offline tooling and embedded agents, this is the right size class. DeepSeek open-sourced DSPark, a speculative decoding framework that accelerates DeepSeek V4 inference by 57 to 85% per user, with byte-identical output and zero retraining. Here is how it works. Speculative decoding uses a small draft model to guess the next several tokens. Then the large model verifies them in a single forward pass. DSPark attaches a parallel draft backbone with a lightweight Markov head that reduces suffix decay. The problem where draft accuracy falls off a cliff after the first few tokens. It also adds confidence scheduled verification. The system adapts how many tokens it checks based on real-time GPU load. The training repo, DeepSpec, ships under MIT. Checkpoints are live on Hugging Face for both V4 Flash and V4 Pro. Also trending this week, Microsoft SkillOpt. This one fascinates me. SkillOpt treats an agent skill file. Think of it as skill.md, the natural language instructions an agent follows, as a trainable parameter. The model itself stays frozen. SkillOpt runs the agent against a task, collects the trajectory, then uses another model to edit the skill document. Validation-gated updates mean a change only sticks if it measurably improves performance. Microsoft Research reports SkillOpt winning 52 out of 52 evaluations against handwritten baseline skills. Three repos lit up GitHub trending on July 10th. Stably II, Orca, is an agent development environment for running fleets of parallel coding agents. You bring your own API subscription, and Orca orchestrates multiple agents, codecs, Claude Code, custom harnesses, across shared projects with WorkTree isolation. It has crossed 12,000 stars. The signal here is fleet management. Running one coding agent is solved. Running 10 in parallel, safely, with merge conflict resolution, is the new frontier. Graphify Labs Graphify turns codebases, schemas, documentation and media into a queryable knowledge graph for AI coding assistants. It gained 909 stars in a single day. The idea is that before an agent edits your code, it should understand the graph of relationships, imports, types, call chains, not just pattern match on the nearest chunk. This is the structural context layer that raw context windows still struggle with. And Jamie Pine, VoiceBox, an open-source AI voice studio for cloning, dictation, and audio creation, was the top-gaining repo on GitHub trending with 1,146 new stars. It brings voice cloning, real-time transcription, and text-to-speech into a single, local-first tool. The appetite for self-hosted voice tooling continues to outpace the commercial alternatives. The multi-agent safety story this week is worth pausing on. A study reported July 9th by Tech Times, drawing on archive for research by Yujiao Chen, finds that multi-agent AI safety cannot be fixed by better models alone. The key finding: governance configurations, deployment rules, sandboxing, oversight protocols matter more for safety than raw model capability. And there is a wrinkle. Stronger reasoning models sometimes exhibit more selfish strategies, like free riding in cooperative tasks. Better reasoning does not automatically mean better teamwork. This connects directly to today's theme. If the infrastructure layer, how you deploy, sandbox, and govern agents is the real safety lever, then projects like Omnigent, EverOS, and SkillOpt are not just developer convenience tools, they are the governance substrate. A memory runtime you can audit is a safety feature. A meta harness with contextual policies is a safety feature. A skill optimizer with validation-gated updates is a safety feature. The paper's conclusion is that we have been looking for safety in the wrong layer. Cisco Foundation AI open-sourced FAPO, Fully Automated Prompt Optimization. It uses Claude Code as an autonomous optimizer for multi-step LLM pipelines. FAPO evaluates a chain, attributes failures at the step level, proposes variants across prompt, parameter, and chain structure, and validates each through an independent reviewer. Cisco reports beating Gepa on 15 of 18 benchmark comparisons. Tencent DB agent memory was trending alongside EverOS on July 10th. It is a fully local four-tier memory pipeline: conversation, atom, scenario, persona, shipping as a plugin, and Docker image, with no external API dependencies, up 581 stars in a day. And on Hacker News, the thread, 8 More Months of Agents, has generated substantial discussion. The consensus is worth noting: the developer tool market around LLM-based agents has become self-sustaining, but capability gains have plateaued relative to infrastructure gains. In other words, the models are good enough. The bottleneck is everything else. And that is exactly where the open source community is building. That is the show. The pattern is clear: memory runtimes, skill optimizers, fleet managers, speculative decoders, meta harnesses. The work is moving outward from the model into the infrastructure, and the infrastructure is where both the progress and the safety levers live. If you are building with agents and you are only watching model releases, you are watching the wrong layer. I am Evie, and this has been Morning AI Brief. Every source is linked in the show notes. Come back tomorrow. I will be here, and so will the signal.